弟兄喺我哋当中。
And we have Brother Guan Li.
啊，佢系喺纽泽西州系一个见证牧师。
He is a pastor intern in a church in New Jersey.
And 佢嘅教会系叫有聚有散。
And the name of the church is Gather and Scatter.
Thank you. 我将时间交俾牧
师。
今日题目系早期教会。
And the title is Early Church.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. It's a joy to be here with you all at Covenant Church PCA.
弟兄姊妹午安，我哋好开心，我今日可以同圣约堂嘅弟兄姊妹一齐。
My name is Brian Lee, and I serve as not an intern but an assistant to the pastor at the church Gathered and Scattered in Teaneck, New Jersey.
我喺纽泽西州，我唔系见证牧师，我系助理牧师。
If you look at your bulletins, you'll see that my title is Mr. Brian Lee, and that's because I'm actually not an ordained elder or pastor.
咁你睇到我系净系我个名，我系 Brian Lee 先生，因为我仲未受洗，我仲未被安立成为牧师。
Though I am training to be a pastor, and I just finished my ordination exams a couple months ago. You know, I am not an ordained elder, but it is a joy to be here on a Sunday, which is normally reserved, I believe, for ordained pastors and elders.
咁我幾個月之前已經通過咗牧師嘅考試噶啦。咁但係就仲未安立。咁我知道呢個時候係應該係牧師同埋長老係俾牧師同長老講道嘅。但係我開心可以嚟到你當中。
But I have been praying for Covenant Church, and I was invited here this week by our brother David Wong.
咁我嘅弟兄David Wong，佢就邀請我嚟，我已經係為呢件事祈禱。
And I've known David since college, so it's been about I think 10 or 12 years now. And ever since I've known him, he's told me a lot about Covenant Church PCA.
咁我同佢係大學嘅同學，咁嗰時咧我哋喺正十幾年前噶啦，咁佢嗰個時候咧已經一直話俾我聽聖約堂嘅事。
And so he's told me a lot about you all, and he's told me about how to pray for you, some of the blessings, some of the difficulties that you've had. And so even before meeting any of you and being able to put a face to the name, I've been able to pray for you all for the past several years.
咁我都係喺未嚟之前，我都已經係我知道你哋嘅教會嘅嘅事情，知道有咩事係嘅讚美神嘅事，有咩事係有啲嘅挑戰嘅事。咁我都已經係未見到你之前，我都已經為咗你哋祈禱。
And so I'm continuing to pray for you all, especially I'm praying for David's father and your senior pastor, and you know, continue to pray that your church would continue to bear fruit as well.
咁我都係繼續嘅為你哋祈禱，特別係為到David 嘅爸爸王，你哋嘅王牧師，咁樣我哋希望你教會係能夠繼續嘅成長，繼續嘅結果子。
And so to begin today's message, why don't I begin with a prayer?
咁今日我就係由祈禱開始我哋今日嘅信息。
Heavenly Father, source of all light.
我们的天父，你是光的源头。
Open the eyes of our hearts so that we may receive your word today and receiving, obey it to the glory of your name.
开我们的眼睛，让我们听到你的话语，能够去顺服，是为到你自己的荣耀。
May you bless Covenant Church and by the providence of your holy wisdom.
求你是祝福圣约堂，藉着你的智慧，藉着你的供应。
May they bear fruit in making disciples of all nations.
愿意他们能够结果子，使万民作你的门徒。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. You know, one of the challenges of being a guest speaker is I don't have too much time with you all today.
咁作为一个特邀讲员嘅挑战咧，就系我今日唔会有好多时间同你哋喺一齐。
And I'm sure if any of your elders or your pastors have gone to other retreats or other churches to speak before, I'm sure they felt a similar way as well.
咁如果你当中有长老牧师，如果去过其他教会或者其他嘅退休会去讲道嘅时候咧，佢哋都会有同感。
And that's one of the reasons I wanted to spend our time here this afternoon through the Book of Acts.
咁所以咧，其中一个原因我就系想呢段时间咧，我哋就讲下《使徒行传》。
Because the Book of Acts speaks very specifically about the formation of the early church.
因为《使徒行传》咧系好详细、好具体咁讲到早期教会系点样形成嘅。
And whether you thought about it or not, I believe that a proper understanding of the early church is foundational and extremely important for our understanding of the church today.
咁无论你有冇谂过，我相信咧系我哋正确咁去理解早期教会嘅情况咧，系对我哋今日嘅教会。是很有帮助的。
You know, if you take a second to look at where we are in the modern age, one of the things you can probably all agree on is that as a church, we are in a very particular season.
咁我哋可以睇下我哋今日現今呢個時候，我哋嘅教會係喺呢個現代嘅時候咧，係喺一個好特別嘅季節裏邊。
I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to just look at our social media and see how far we have shifted in our morality, our ethics, or even what the church stands in the so-called culture war.
咁我哋都知道唔需要一個嘅火箭科學家，我哋都可以睇下我哋而家嘅社群嘅媒體，我哋都睇到我哋嘅道德、我哋嘅倫理係離開幾遠，同埋我哋教會而家嘅喺呢個文化所謂嘅文化戰爭裏邊嘅立場係點樣？
And many of you have probably seen the Paris Olympics 2 weeks ago, where there was a recreation of the historical art piece, Jesus' Last Supper.
咁你哋可能有人兩個星期之前都睇到喺巴黎嘅奧運會裏邊有再一次嘅重現一個好歷史悠久嘅一個藝術嘅作品，就係最後嘅晚餐。
And Jesus' Last Supper is a historical art piece, and it's one meant to depict the fellowship that Jesus had with his disciples as well as the Lord's Supper.
咁呢一個歷史悠久嘅呢個藝術品咧，其實意思咧就係要去表達耶穌當時同門徒嘅團契同埋佢嘅最後晚餐。
And yet that Last Supper 2 weeks ago was depicted replacing Jesus with instead a bearded man in a dress, a drag queen, and transgender representatives.
咁但係喺兩個星期之前嗰個嘅重現呢一個嘅圖畫嘅時候咧。代替耶穌嗰個人咧，就係變咗係著裙嘅有鬍鬚嘅男人，同埋一啲嘅變咗裝嘅皇后，同埋變性嘅人。
And so even on the international level, anything remotely Christian, I believe, has been ridiculed to no end.
咁喺國際嘅上嘅層面上面，任何嘢同基督教有少少嘅關係咧，都係俾人無休止咁喺度嘲笑嘅。
And what was once sacred has now become desecrated to the point that even social influencers on Twitter or X are saying that now if Christians do not begin to stand up for what is true and good, Christianity will be wiped out.
咁就算去到一個咁嘅程度咧，就算呢個曾經係神聖嘅嘢咧，已經被褻瀆到一個程度咧，就算喺社會嘅影響者嘅佢哋嘅話語咧，都話如果基督徒唔去反擊嘅話咧，唔去。堅持真理的話呢，基督教呢，就玩完了。
Now I'd like to say first off, right off the bat, that while we as Christians, we do need to stand up for what is good and true.
咁首先呢，我就要話我哋基督徒呢，就係要堅持真理嘅。
Christianity will never perish because Christ is the one who builds his church, Matthew 16:18.
但係呢，基督教呢，係唔會消滅嘅，因為係基督佢自己建立呢個教會，係喺馬太福音16章18節嗰度咁講。
However, you can kind of understand the temptation and One might begin to think that for such a particular season that the church is going through, perhaps we need a particular solution.
咁就算係咁樣，你都可能我哋可以明白呢裏邊嘅試探。或者有啲人就會諗喺呢個教會喺一個咁特別嘅呢個季節裏邊，可能我哋需要一個特別嘅解決方案。
Because perhaps we had enough.
或者我哋話我哋受夠啦。
We're tired of the abuse that the church is getting. We're tired of where our culture is going.
或者我哋厌倦教会所遇到嘅虐待，或者我哋厌倦我哋文化嘅发展嘅方向。
And so maybe the strategy needs to change.
咁或者我哋嘅策略系需要改变。
Maybe what we've been doing all these years just somehow isn't enough.
或者我哋一直以来咁多年所做嘅嘢可能唔够。
That's what we might think.
可能我哋会咁谂。
But the problem is.As unique as our situation is to us,
但个问题就系，就算对我哋嚟讲系咁特别嘅呢一个嘅问题
，our place in church history is actually not as special as we think.
我哋喺教会历史上边嘅时间咧，我哋唔系话咁特别，以为我哋好似觉得咁独一无二嘅。
Because with the exception of some pockets in history, the church has actually always been under some form of persecution.
因为除了某一些短时间之内，在历史上教会都是受到逼迫的。
The church has always had to fight against a culture rooted in paganism, sexual perversion, and idol worship.
教会都是要继续的去不断的去向在这个异教当中，在这个偶像崇拜当中去征战的。
In our passage this morning, it says right away in verse 19 that there were believers scattered because of the persecution that arose over Stephen.
咁喺今日呢段经文十九节就系讲到，因为使提反嘅事遭患难，四门徒就系四散。
And this is happening after Acts 8, where the deacon Stephen, he was literally stoned to death over the preaching of the gospel.
这个事情就是发生在第八章之后，使徒提反被打死之后。
Something that as bad as things are for us now in our nation, we have yet to see.
这件事就算是我们现在国家是这么糟糕的时候，但我们都没有这样的事情发生。
But in verse 19, we see that there were believers who were scattered and they were driven out of Jerusalem after this incident, which sets the context for our passage today.
但是在这段经文，我就看到是因为使徒犯的事，门徒就要四散。
And my goal for this afternoon is to discover that what the early church did during their particular season of trial and persecution,
我们就要看看早期的教会在他们面对逼迫的时候，他们做了些什么。
It's sufficient for us, the modern church, as we go through ours.
他们所做的事对我们现今的教会来说，也是足够的。
And so there are three points this afternoon.
所以我要讲三点。
One is preaching.
第一就是讲道。
Encouragement.
鼓励，劝勉。
And the last is discipleship.
就是门徒训练。
Preaching, encouragement, and discipleship.
讲道，鼓励，劝勉，门徒训练。
So the first one is preaching.
第一点就是讲道。
If we look at verse 19 to 20, we see that while our passage begins in the context of Stephen's death in Jerusalem,
我们看到第19节讲到，就是开始的，就是因为使徒犯在耶路撒冷受死。
The narrative then zooms out to other cities such as Phoenicia and Cyprus.
这个焦点就去到其他的城市，腓尼基和居比路。
And then it zooms back into Antioch.
又再回到安提亚。
And the point of this is to show that initially the gospel was only being preached to Jews, but eventually it extended to include Gentiles as well.
这里的重点就是本来福音是向犹太人传讲的，但是后来就伸延到去外邦人。
And out of all these cities, Antioch in particular was a significant one as it reflected a kind of melting pot of different religions and cultures.
在这些城市里面，安提亚是很特别的，因为它就是一个在不同的好像一个文化的熔炉里面。
But with that melting pot also came a whole lot of pagan worship and foreign gods.
但是在这个熔炉里面，亦都有很多的异教的崇拜和其他的神。
Many whose worship consisted of sexual immorality and hedonism.
很多的崇拜是包括很多性不道德的行为和享乐主义。
And so much like our day today, we have here a context in which believers, they're the cultural minority and they're experiencing some form of persecution.
好像我们现在一样，他们当时的基督徒就是少数人，他们都经历了某一些的逼迫。
And the question is, what did they do?
问题就是他们做了些什么呢？
What did the church do?
教会做了些什么呢?
And it says in verse 20 and 21 that there were believers who on coming to Antioch spoke to the Hellenists also.
第二十节就讲到有信徒是向希利尼人讲道。
And it says, preaching the Lord Jesus. And it says that the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord.
他们在安提亚向希利尼人传讲主耶稣，主耶稣与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
And there's a couple of things we can note here. One is the obvious one, and it's our main point, which is that they preached.
我们有看到几点，第一点很重要的就是他们传讲。
They preached the gospel, and the root of this word for preaching is euangelizo.
他们就是讲传讲福音，这个字的字根就是刚才他讲这个字。
Which in the noun form is just the good news. So they delivered and they preached the good news of the gospel.
这个字的传讲，这个字的就是名词，就是讲他们讲福音。
However, the second thing to notice is that there is an emphasis on how it was preached.
第二就是他们怎样讲。
There is a threefold repetition of the word kurios, Lord, in these two verses.
这里有三个重点讲到是主，在这段经文里面。
It says they preached the Lord Jesus, the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number who believed turned to the Lord.
就是他们向全讲主耶稣，主与他们同在，信而归主的人就很多了。
So they came preaching the gospel, but rather than Christ as Messiah, here there's an emphasis on Jesus as Lord.
他们讲到讲福音，他们没有着重讲是弥赛亚，他们着重讲是主。
And this is interesting because this is a primarily Gentile audience that the message is coming to.
这里很有兴趣的就是一点，就是他们的对象多数都是外邦人。
You see, the concept of Messiah would have appealed to a more Jewish audience.
如果是这个弥赛亚这个概念，对犹太人来说是比较有多些的吸引力。
focusing on Christ as a descendant of Abraham or David.
就係講到耶穌係亞伯拉罕或者大衛嘅後裔。
But for the Gentiles, this would have been a more foreign or even irrelevant concept for them.
但係對於外邦人嚟講咧，佢哋聽到呢啲嘢都覺得對佢哋好似冇咩關係。
Kurios, on the other hand, was a commonplace term for the Gentiles.
但係主呢個字咧，對嗰啲外邦人嚟講咧，係好通常、好常見嘅。
Especially as they live in a time where the term applied to emperors whom they would worship as gods.
特別係嗰個時候，佢哋有皇帝，佢哋好似當佢哋係神咁樣敬拜嘅。
And so when the gospel came to the Gentiles and proclaimed that Christ is Lord, they knew exactly what that meant.
所以當佢哋講福音嘅時候，講到耶穌係主，佢哋知道好清楚知道呢個咩意思。
It meant that Christ held an authority greater than all the emperors.
就係話基督所有擁有嘅權柄係超過所有皇帝。
And that he would bring about a salvation that transcended any sort of earthly oppression that they were undergoing here on earth.
咁佢所帶嚟嘅救恩咧，係可以超越喺世上佢哋所遭受嘅所有嘅逼迫。
Not just for the Jews, but for every nation and tribe.
唔單止係為到猶太人，亦係每一個嘅國民、各族、各國。
And so what you see is that even in this particular culture, the preaching of the gospel was sufficient.
咁我哋係睇到，就算喺呢個咁特別嘅文化環境裏邊。全講福音就係足夠啦。
There's obviously the side of contextualization that we see here in the text, but even so, the gospel was sufficient to transcend Gentile boundaries without compromise.
咁我哋睇到呢度好多係唔同嘅情景，但係咧福音咧係足以係毫無妥協咁樣可以向超越外邦人嘅界線嘅。
There was no watering down of it or adding to it, but the gospel of Jesus Christ was enough.
冇偷工減料，亦都冇加鹽加醋，耶穌基督嘅福音就係足夠。
And the next thing we can notice that it was even sufficient for church growth.
咁下一點咧，我睇到咧就係，就算要令教會增長，都係足夠嘅。
Verse 21 says, "A great number who believe turned to the Lord."
21節講到信而歸主的人就很多。
You know, I think one of the things that's tempting about the culture war is that many times it gets Christians and especially churches caught up in asking the wrong questions.
喺呢個文化戰爭裏邊咧，好多時咧，我哋嘅教會同埋我哋基督徒咧，就係問。陷入咗一個問錯誤嘅問題嘅境況裏邊。
You look at the culture and you see people living a life of immorality, and you automatically ask, you know, how do we get them to behave?
咁你睇下呢個嘅文化，你覺得啲人過住一啲唔道德嘅生活，你就會諗你就會問呢個問題：我哋點樣可以讓佢哋嘅行為好啲咧
？Or you see people leaving the church, and a natural kind of immediate response is, how do we get them back in?
咁當你睇到人離開教會，你嘅自然嘅反應咧就係話：我點樣可以叫翻佢翻嚟？
And I think that the way that we tackle cultural problems in and out of the church is extremely important.
咁我覺得我哋點樣去面對呢啲文化嘅解決呢啲文化嘅問題，就算喺教會內或者教會外都係好重要嘅。
Now I've been at churches where there were seasons where members were leaving in flocks or new members were coming in by the dozen.
咁我亦都見過一啲嘅教會咧，係有一啲嘅時間咧，有啲時候咧就係啲人咧成群結隊咁離開，但係亦都係一打一打咁入嚟。
But every time in those previous churches, every time a season like this happened, they would start to scramble.
咁当嗰啲教会系咁样嘅事情发生嘅时候咧，佢哋就开始乱咗套。
And they think, you know, what do we do? How do we keep them coming? And they think that they need something special.
咁佢哋就话：我哋点办啊？我哋点样先可以等佢哋继续嚟啊？佢哋以为佢哋需要有啲特别嘅事。
And they'll say, let's put a dance together, and we'll perform it during Easter service.
或者话佢哋或者谂下一个做一个舞蹈嘅崇拜啦，我哋喺复活节嗰时去表演。
And or they'll say, let's add in stage lights, or we'll add a fog machine, or maybe our music needs to be more young and hip.
咁有啲人或者谂或者要增加啲舞台嘅灯光啊，或者整啲烟雾出嚟啊，或者我哋嘅崇拜要多啲嘅年轻时尚啲啊。
And I believe what that shows is that so many churches have moved away from believing that the preaching of the word is sufficient.
咁我覺得呢一個咧，最終咧就係表明好多教會咧認為，淨係傳講福音係唔夠。
Not just for church attendance, but for even the transformation of life and culture.
唔單止係為咗教會嘅人數，亦都係為咗改變呢個文化。
But if you look at the early church, you'll see that in the midst of a pagan culture, they stayed true to the foundational practice of preaching the gospel faithfully.
但你睇下早期教会，佢哋就系就算喺呢一个异教嘅环境里边，佢哋都系坚持嘅、忠实嘅去传讲福音。
You see, in a city like Antioch, there were probably a million sociological reasons as to why the culture had gotten to the way it was, but there was only one solution.
我哋睇到好似安提亚咁样嘅城市，可能有好多嘅原因，点解佢哋会变成当时嘅样子？但系咧，就系只有一个嘅事系重要嘅。
And that solution was a faithful preaching of the word, and that's the way it's been for hundreds of thousands of years for the church.
一个嘅解决嘅办法就系要忠心忠实嘅去传讲福音。
You know, as I was speaking with our brother David this week on how to encourage and pray for your church, I understand that you were going through a particular season without a senior pastor.
咁咧，我同你David 弟兄傾偈嘅時候咧，我就講到祈禱，都係為到我哋點樣去繼續去做，因為我哋冇一個主任牧師。
And that's a very difficult season. I think it requires a lot of wisdom.
呢一個係一個困難嘅季節，我哋係需要好多嘅智慧。
However, my encouragement to you is to continue in search and primarily pray for a pastor who preaches the word faithfully.
但係我嘅祈禱同埋對你哋嘅鼓勵咧，就係繼續去尋找一個主牧師，係要忠心嘅去傳講神嘅話。
Before his charisma or before how relatable he is, test his character according to the word.
喺睇佢嘅魅力同埋親和力之前咧，要睇下佢點樣去，要測睇下佢嘅性格，佢點係咪去傳講神嘅話。
See that he holds fast to the correct doctrines, not wavering to the left or the right, even in difficult seasons.
看看他在困难的时候是不是都是坚守正确的教义，不是向偏左偏右。
And you must prioritize his preaching of the word.
宣讲神的话应该是他的优先。
Our second point is encouragement.
第二点就是鼓励和劝勉。
Verse 22, we look at verse 22, it shifts our focus then back to the church at Jerusalem.
我们看看第22节，就是将我们的重点带回耶路撒冷教会。
And the church at Jerusalem, they hear about what's happening at Antioch, and so they send over Barnabas.
他们听到了在安提亚发生什么事，他们就差派巴拿巴去。
Now Barnabas here is described as a good man full of the Holy Spirit and faith.
巴拿巴这里讲到就是他是一个好人，是被圣灵充满，大有信心的。
And he's described this way because he had a pretty good track record of helping out fellow believers in need.
他是这样去形容他，因为他有一个很好的记录，是怎样帮助有需要的信徒在那方面。
In chapter 4, he sold his goods to help the Jerusalem church.
在第四章那里讲到他是买他一些物品去帮助耶路撒冷的教会。
And we see in chapter 9 also that he supported Paul in the early stages of his faith.
咁我哋喺第九章都睇到喺保罗初信嘅时候，佢都系帮助保罗。
I think it's no surprise that in chapter 4, verse 36, it explains to us that the name Barnabas literally means son of encouragement.
所以我哋睇到喺第四节嗰度讲到佢系形容佢系巴拿巴，翻出嚟就系劝慰子，系唔会好惊奇嘅。
And so Barnabas goes, and it says in verse 23 that when he got there, he saw the grace of God.He was glad and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose.
咁23節讲到佢到了那里看见神所赐的恩，就欢喜劝勉众人立定心志恒久靠主。
And through this verse, you begin to see a bit of a theme going on.
咁睇到呢段经文咧，我哋又睇到有一个嘅主题。
You see that first, the church of Jerusalem was encouraged by the news of Antioch.
首先就系耶路撒冷嘅教会就系被安提亚教会嗰啲信息去得到鼓励。
And so they send the son of encouragement, Barnabas, there.
所以他们就差派这个劝勉之子巴拿巴去那里。
And when he saw what was going on, he was encouraged, and then he encouraged them.
当他看到有什么事发生的时候，他就得到了鼓励，然后又去鼓励他们。
And I believe it's this beautiful picture of support and exhortation being given and received amongst the churches and believers.
咁我睇到呢个就係一个好美丽嘅图画，就係教会之间点样去互相嘅支持同埋鼓励。
And I understand as you are part of the denomination PCA, I believe that this is something you get to experience time to time as well.
咁我哋知道你係属于长老会，所以我都觉得你係会不同嘅时间都会得到咁样嘅鼓励。
The fellowship and encouragement that you get to share with other churches who hold to the faith just like you.
就係你同其他教会去分享你哋嘅点样去坚守呢个信仰。
But one key thing that stands out about Barnabas's reaction when seeing what was happening at Antioch was that he was glad.
但有一样好特别嘅睇到巴拿巴嘅反应咧，就系佢欢喜。
You see, it wasn't just for fun and games that the Jerusalem Council sent Barnabas to Antioch, but it was actually for discernment.
咁其实耶路撒冷嘅教会差派巴拿巴去咧，唔系去要佢去嗰度玩，去玩咩游戏，而系要去睇下佢。要去洞察
This was, after all, this was the first time there had been such a large organization of Gentile believers coming together. It's not that the apostles didn't want this to happen. They just wanted to make sure it was done well.
不是说这些使徒不想这件事发生，而是他们希望这件事是能够做得好。
And so Barnabas was sent to discern whether or not this was a genuine movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以巴拿巴就要去那里去洞察，去思考，去考察，看看是不是真是圣灵的作为。
And it's likely that what he saw there was pretty rough.
相信他所看到的东西是比较粗糙的。
Not in the sense of bad, but there's no doubt that what he would have witnessed as a church was a church in its infancy stages.
不是说有什么坏事，而是说他所见到的可能就是这个教会的初期，婴孩的阶段。
There are probably many things, especially given the Antioch culture, that needs to be ironed out in the church.
可能很多东西，特别在安提亚这样的地方，是很多东西是需要被排除的，在教会里面。
They were genuine, they were true in their faith, but they were still young and immature.
他们是真心的相信，但是他们还是年轻和不成熟。
And yet still, it says that Barnabas was glad.
但是这里说到，巴拿巴还是欢喜。
He rejoiced and he acknowledged that even though there was an immature faith of the church, what he saw there was by the grace of God.
他是有喜充满喜乐，因为他看到虽然他承认，虽然是这么不成熟的教会，但是就是因为有神的恩典在那里。
You know, I think especially given the culture today, I think there is a real, very real temptation for us oftentimes to try to rush the process of sanctification in others.
特别在我们看今天，看回我们的文化，我们很多时就是有一个试探，就是要将成圣的过程要加速。
You know, I think it's true that we have come upon a time where lack of sound doctrine and biblical literacy is at an all-time high.
没错，我们这个时候呢，就是 很缺乏健全的教义，和对圣经的文盲，是前所未有的。
But I think it still doesn't excuse us when we resort to methods where instead of encouraging, we condemn, and instead of guiding young believers, we are overly critical.
但是这个不等于就可以给我们一个藉口去指主众的方法，是需要鼓励的时候，我们又去谴责他们，或者需要引导年轻的信徒，我们又去挑剔，过于挑剔。
You know, even in college, David and I, we were both involved in some form of campus ministry.
就算在大学的时候，我和David都是有一些参与一些事工。
You know, we weren't in the same ministry, but we got to talk to each other when we were doing ministry.
我们都不是在同一个事工里面，但是我们都很多时有机会去交谈。
And I think him and I, we always had a very different approach to people.
他和我都有对人有一个很不同的方式。
You know, I was always ready to lay down a strong hand, and I was always ready to correct and kind of not afraid to rub people the wrong way.
我呢，时时都准备好下重手的，随时准备去纠正人哋，又不怕用错误的方法去摩擦咗嘢，怒咗别人。
While David, on the other hand, he was always the type to listen and be gentle and encourage young believers with grace and gentleness.
但是David就不同了，他时时都是准备好去聆听，和用恩典去温柔去劝勉年轻的信徒。
I don't know if he's like that here, but that's the David I knew.
我不知道他在这里是不是这样，但是我所认识的David就是这样。
But I believe that that was also the heart of Barnabas.
但我相信这个也是巴拿巴的心。
Barnabas here, he saw true faith that needed to be nurtured and encouraged.
巴拿巴他看到这里有真正的信心，是需要去教导、引导、鼓励、培养。
He saw the need not for a heavy hand of rebuke at the time, but for instruction, correction, and teaching.
他看到的不是要下重手去斥责，而是需要去指导、去纠正、去教导。
And in verse 23, it says that he exhorted them to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast purpose.
23节讲到他劝勉众人立定心志，恒久靠主。
And that word there could also be translated as with devotion or with the heart.
这个字也可以翻译为用心去立定心志。
Because as great of a start that they had, Barnabas knew that there would be many challenges ahead of them.
虽然他们有一个好的开始，但是巴拿巴都知道他们会面对很多的挑战。
He knew that they would be opposed.
他知道他们会受到抵挡。
And he knew it would be a challenge to change the Antioch ethic.
他知道要改变安提亚的伦理是一个很大的挑战。
And while he was glad that he could see the grace of God working there, he knew that they couldn't let their guard down.
佢知道佢睇到神嘅恩典喺佢工作，佢系欢喜，但系佢亦都知道唔可以放松警戒。
And it would be his encouragement and his wisdom that would be instrumental in the church's growth.
就系系佢嘅鼓励同埋佢嘅智慧可以去令成为教会成长嘅帮助。
Which leads us to verse 24, when we see again that a great many people were added to the Lord, which leads us to our last point.
咁我哋睇到喺第四24节嗰度再睇到就系、有许多人归服了主，咁就带到我哋去到最后一点。
The last point is discipleship.
就系门徒训练。
Discipleship.
门徒训练。
And it's here that we come across what most churches would call a good problem to have.
咁喺呢度咧，我哋去睇到有一个嘅问题，就好多教会都宁愿有嘅好嘅问题。
You see, it's hard to tell how long Barnabas spent there at Antioch, but apparently the church had grown so big that he was beginning to realize his capacity.
咁我哋唔知佢喺安提亚留咗几耐，但系我哋睇到佢就系教会成长到咁大，令到佢开始要考虑自己嘅能力啦。
Perhaps it was one too many Bible studies, or it was his inability to meet with every single member of his quickly growing congregation.
或者係有好多嘅查經，佢唔可以每個都去，或者係唔可以同教會嘅每一個成員都有接觸。
But at some point, Barnabas knew that he needed help.
但係佢就知道咗自己需要幫助。
And so in verse 25 it says, "So Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul."
咁廿四節就話佢又往大掃去找掃羅。
Now last time we saw Saul or Paul and Barnabas together, it was in Acts 9.
咁上一次我哋見到掃羅或者保羅同巴拿巴一齊嘅時候咧，就係喺《使徒行傳》第九章。
And at that time, Paul was still a young believer, and it was Barnabas who gave him support and guidance.
咁嗰個時候咧，保羅都係啱啱信主，咁係巴拿巴喺度支持佢教導佢。
But here we see that somehow between then and now, Paul has matured to a point where Barnabas is willing to take Paul alongside of him.
咁从嗰个时候到而家咧，就睇到保罗咧已经成熟到一个地步咧，巴拿巴愿意去同佢一齐嘅同工。
He's willing to share this responsibility of ministry with him in Antioch.
佢愿意喺安提亚里呢个教会里边同佢分担服侍嘅责任。
And so he goes and he actually goes to great lengths to look for Paul.
咁佢就去啦，其实佢系要竭尽全力嘅。
It says here to look for Paul, which means he probably didn't find him right away. He had to look for him.
呢度咧就系话要去找扫罗，因为佢可能唔系即刻见到佢嘅，要去揾嘅。
But he does find him eventually.
咁最后佢都揾到啦。
And he brings him to Antioch, and what we see here, there's an older brother in the faith.
咁佢就最后咧都系揾到，咁我哋睇到呢度就系有一个喺信心里边系成熟嘅弟兄。
And he's giving more and more responsibility to another younger brother.
系俾更多嘅责任俾年轻嘅未咁成熟嘅弟兄。
And as they minister together, Paul is maturing, and more believers are being added to the flock.
当佢哋一齐嘅侍奉嘅时候，保罗咧就慢慢更多嘅成长成熟，咁更多嘅信徒就加入咗佢哋里边。
And it's this pattern of disciples making disciples.
呢个就系门徒训练门徒。
And Barnabas discipled Paul, and now together they are discipling others.
咁就系巴拿巴去训练。保罗，而家佢哋一齐又训练其他人。
And something I would like to ask you all is, do you have someone like this in your life?
咁我又想问你哋每一位，你哋有冇咁样嘅人喺你嘅生命里边咧
？Do you have someone who walks alongside you and guides you in your faith?
有冇人同你同行喺你嘅信心里边，帮助你、指导你咧
？Someone who doesn't need to baby you, but also gives you more challenges as you mature.
一个唔系要宠你嘅人，而系要俾你更多嘅挑战，等你去成长嘅。
Or if you're older, do you have someone whom you are discipling in your walk?
或者如果你系成熟嘅，你有冇去训练其他人呢
？Because that's what was happening with Barnabas and Paul in the Bible.
呢个喺圣经里边，巴拿巴同保罗就系咁样。
It says in our verse, for a whole year they met with the church and taught a great many people.
呢度就讲到佢哋足有一年嘅功夫，同教会一同聚集，教训了许多人。
You know, if I could share a little bit about some of the things that's happening in our church.
咁或者我可以讲下我哋嘅教会发生咩事。
I think one of the beautiful things that's happening in our church right now is that there are older men, even those with wives and children.
咁喺我哋嘅教会里边咧，就系、是、有好好嘅事情发生，就系、是、有啲嘅年长啲嘅弟兄，就算佢哋系有太太有儿女嘅。
They're taking the time to meet up, to read books, and to speak wisdom to those who are younger.
咁佢哋都去揾时间出嚟，同啲年轻嘅弟兄去睇书，去同佢哋一齐嘅团契。
There's those who are there are plenty of single men in our church. There are college students, those who just started recently working.
我哋都有好多系单身嘅男士，同埋或者读紧大学，或者啱啱开始出嚟工作嘅。
And even though these men with families are so busy with their jobs and their kids at home, these older men and fathers are taking the time to connect and disciple those who are younger.
咁就算呢啲年长啲嘅弟兄，佢哋又有家庭又有儿女，佢哋都揾时间出嚟同训练呢啲年轻嘅弟兄。
And my hope is that many of you are also discipling one another.
咁我嘅希望就系你哋亦都去训练其他嘅人。
You know, not simply looking to your own interests, but also looking and seeing who in the church can grow from discipleship of older brothers and sisters.
唔係淨係為咗自己嘅益處，而係睇下喺教會裏邊邊個弟兄姊妹係需要去一個年長嘅人去帶領去幫助嘅。
Now I'd like to take a moment to look at that verse again and look at this repetition in the verse of a great many people.
咁我想再睇一次呢段嘅呢一節嘅經文，就係有許多人信服了主。
And we're going to look at verse 21 and 24.
睇下廿一節同埋廿四節。
In verse 21, it says, "A great number who believe turn to the Lord."
廿一節嗰度講到信而歸主的人就很多了。
And verse 24, "A great many people were added to the Lord."
廿四節嗰度講到有許多人信服了，歸服了主。
But now we see that the great many people were in the church.
咁而家我哋睇到許多人喺教會裏邊。
And this goes to show that discipleship.Cannot and will not happen apart from the church.
就喺呢度睇到，門徒訓練唔係喺教會以外嘅地方。
Because of course the Lord is the ultimate reason for your spiritual growth and your faith.
冇錯，主係你嘅信心成長，你嘅主要嘅原因。
But the means by which He does it is ultimately through the church.
但係呢個途徑，信心成長嘅最終嘅途徑咧，就係透過教會。
And if you think about it, it's the reason that for us, church membership happens simultaneously even when we baptize someone.
就是对我来说，你可以想想，当我们去为某人受洗的时候，他就成为会友。
Why there's a difference between newcomers or attendees and those who actually make a covenant vow to the church.
他们跟其他新来的人，或者是来探访的人，或者是只是来参与崇拜的人，他们的区别就是实际上他们是在这个圣约上面立了誓言的。
And why, even when the Gentiles, they came to believe the Lord, they were automatically united with the church.
就算是外邦人，当他们信主的时候，他们就是与教会联合。
And the theologian John Calvin, he would say in his Institutes Book 4,
神学家加尔文这样在他那本书里面这样讲。
He would say that the Lord esteems the communion of his church so highly that he counts as a traitor and apostate from Christianity,Anyone who arrogantly leaves any Christian society, provided it cherishes the true ministry of word and sacrament.
主非常重视他的教会的相通，以至于他将任何傲慢地离开基督徒团体的人，只要该团体真是真正的圣道和圣礼的事工，这个人就被视为基督教的叛徒和背道者。
And he would continue on to say that unless we cultivate unity with the faithful, we see that we are actually cut off from Christ.
他继续就是讲到，除非我们培养和信徒的合一的团结，否则我们就是与基督隔绝。
Discipleship happens in the church.
门徒训练就在教会里面发生的。
You know, it cannot be you and yourself alone with the Bible.
不可以说你自己或者你孤单的自己拿着本圣经。
You must unite with the body.
你要跟这个身体联合。
And in a culture of individualism, I think this might be one of the most offensive things you could tell even so-called Christians now.
就算在我们现今这个这么个人主义的文化里面，就算是对基督徒来讲，可能这句话都是觉得很反感的。
Now obviously as Christians, we normally...align much more with conservatism more than modern liberalism.
咁作為基督徒咧，通常我哋都係比較傾向保守，而唔係現代嘅自由主義。
But I do think it's ironic sometimes how there are so many conservative political commentators, some that even I like.
但是很諷刺的就是有些就算是我喜歡的叫稱自己為基督徒的政治的評論員。
And they would call themselves Christians, and they would want to solve all these problems in the world, problems that we also agree on.
他们就要说自己是基督徒,他们希望解决这个世界上的问题,这些问题呢,我们都是同意是有这些问题的。
But then they admit that they haven't attended church in ages.
但是他们亦都承认他们很久很久都没有去教会了。And
I would personally say that some of the cultural problems that we both wish to fix, they find its solutions ultimately in believing Christ, yes, but also uniting with the church.
我就是个人就是认为这些文化的问题,他们要怎么去,我们都是希望去修复的,其实这个答案呢,就只有是相信基督和在教会里面。
Because it is in the church that we grow in faith together. Even culturally, when we walk together in sanctification in the church, that's how marriages are upheld.
就算是在这个文化上,我们就是在教会里面一起行这个成圣的过程,以致我们的婚姻可以得到维护。
It is through attending the weekly preaching and teaching that we gain the strength to protect what is true.
就是我们透过每一个星期的听讲道和听教导,以致我们可以获得保护这个真理的力量。
And it's through the church continue to disciples those which are in it that culture changes.
就是透过教会去继续的同教会的弟兄里面的弟兄姊妹去进行门徒训练的时候,我们的文化才会得到改变。
I don't believe this is revolutionary. I don't believe this is a new strategy. It's simply what the early church has been doing all throughout the ages.
我不相信这个是一个革命性的东西,也不相信这个是一个新的战略,而是早期教会就是一直以来都是这样做的。
But if we move on to our last verse, it says that here, through that, in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians.
我们继续看到下一点,就是在这里,门徒称为基督徒,是从安提亚起手。
You know, up until this time, the early Christian community had been called the people of the way.
到这个时间之前,早期的基督徒都是被称为道的人。
And so when they spoke to each other, referred to one another, they would call each other brothers or they would call each other saints.
但是当他们互相称呼的时候,他们是叫弟兄姊妹称为弟兄姊妹或者称为圣徒。
And so they actually weren't known as Christians until this moment in church history.
直到在教会的历史的这个时刻,他们才被称为基督徒。
And the reason for that is because the term Christian is actually a derogatory term.
在这个原因呢,就是其实这个基督徒这个名称是有贬义的。
One meant to identify and distinguish those who would follow Christ instead of the culture of Antioch.
就是他们用来区别跟随基督的人和跟随安提亚文化的人的区别。
And in the midst of a city of idol worship, the Christians, they were so countercultural that people grew hatred and contempt for them.
在这个这么充满偶像崇拜和性不道德和这个异教的城市里面,基督徒是这么反文化,令到人开始憎恨他们和开始藐视他们。
You know, I think one of the things that most people here experience that is a little foreign to me is actually the routine of going to work Monday to Friday.
我们这里很多人可能他们的经历就是,但是这个经历对我来说可能是有点陌生,就是他们每一周一至周五都是例行公事去公司上班。
You know, I did used to work in software engineering for a couple of years before seminary, but for the most part, it's been a while since I've been in, for lack of a better term, a secular work setting.
我曾经是做过软件的工作,即是在读神学之前,但是呢, 都好长一段时间了,那我没有一个更好的术语,就是我没有在这个世俗的工作环境里面。
And one of the things I'm always interested in is how your interactions with your coworkers go.
我很有趣,想知道就是你和你的同事之间的互动是怎样。
You know, especially your non-believing ones.
特别是你的非基督徒的同事。
And my wife, she works in a very corporate setting. She works in New York, and for the most part, my wife, she gets along pretty well with her coworkers.
我的太太就在纽约做工,是很细上的公司做工,大部分时间她和她同事都相处得很好。
They know she goes to church. They know she's a Christian.
他們都知道她是基督徒,她去教會。
But it was around a couple years ago when my wife was asked to participate in the managing and planning of a Pride Month parade that she began to start having harder conversations.
直到幾年前, 我太太就被要求要去參與管理和規劃一個自傲口眼目齒緣的時候的遊行的時候。
It was then that her life began to become countercultural to what was in the office.
那她那個時候就開始有困難了,因為她的是反文化。
It was then that she began to get strange looks from everyone.
那在那個時候開始,個個就以奇怪的眼光望她。
And it was then that she really began to be known as the Christian in the office.
那在她的辦公室裡面,她就真正被人看到是基督徒。
And in the same way, I believe it's the life of the church that causes those on the outside to notice it.
我亦都認為同樣的,在教會的生活裏面,就是外人是怎樣會看到,注意到你。
Not only notice it, but at many times hate it.
不單止是注意到你,而是憎恨你。
Because when the hearts of the believers change, so did their culture.
因為當信徒的心改變的時候,他們的文化亦都改變。
And when the culture of the church changed,
當教會的文化改變,
it was like a light in the midst of a dark city that to this day the world is still trying to put out.
就是好像一個光照在一個黑暗的城市裡面,這個光到現在都是想人都是想去撲滅它的。
You know, to close, I think in many ways, one of the evidences that a church is doing the right thing is that it is persecuted.
很多時候我們看到教會是否在做正確的事,就是看它是否受到逼迫。
That it does suffer.
是受苦的。
Jesus Christ himself said in John 15:18, If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you.
耶稣他自己在约翰福音15章18节讲到,世人若恨你们,你们知道,恨你们已经恨我了。
And it was Christ himself who suffered, was mocked and persecuted, and was sent to die on a cross for the salvation of many.
就是基督就是自己是被嘲笑,被逼迫,最后是被送上十字架。
And when we remember that, I think that as we as Christians, we ought to pray that the Lord will restrain wickedness.
我們記得這一點就是我們基督徒是需要去祈求神,去在這個世界上去抑制邪惡。
But we ultimately ought to remember that when the Lord established his church, he did so in the midst of overwhelming persecution and sin.
但是我們要記得,當主去設立教會的時候,當時的環境是壓倒性的抵擋和罪惡的。
The early Christians would not have been surprised by today's government.
早期的基督徒都不會對我們今日的政府感到驚訝。
They wouldn't have been surprised by the Paris Olympics.
他們亦都不會看到巴黎的奧運會,會覺得驚訝。
And instead of switching gears to a political revolution or man-made strategies in the church, none of which Jesus did also, by the way,
不是要轉向政治的革命,或者在教會裏面施行人屬於人的策略,因為耶穌沒有這樣做。
They endured the mistreatment from the world.
他們就是忍受了世人的虐待。
And they stayed faithful to what God had given them, which was the sufficiency of the gospel.
他們就是忠於神所賜給他們的,就是福音,就是已經足夠。
What God has given the early church in Christ is also sufficient for us.
神所賜給早期教會的,對我們來說,亦都是足夠。
It's sufficient for us to continually, faithfully preach the gospel.
對我們忠心的,不斷繼續的去傳講福音,是足夠的。
It's sufficient for us to continue to make disciples in the church, nurturing one another, encouraging one another to grow in the faith.
是對我們去繼續的做門徒,訓練,繼續的去教導,去鼓勵,去成聖的,去成熟,是足夠的。
If it was sufficient in a place like Antioch, how much more is sufficient for our church today?
如果在安提亞是足夠的,我們在今日的教會是不是需要更多呢?
Does it matter how far gone we think our generation is?
無論我們覺得我們這一代的人已經離開有多遠?
Does it matter how political we think things have gotten?
無論我們的政治是多麼怎樣?
The prescription has and always will be the same thing that Christ has given the church for all ages.
這個的處方就是,總是,永遠都是基督所給教會的。
Be faithful preaching of the word.
就是忠心的传讲神的话语。
Making disciples.
门徒训练。
Living lives of righteousness, encouraging one another in the faith.
在信心里面过公义的生活，互相勉励。
All of which point to the salvation that we believe is enough for every season.
这些都指向我们认为每一个时代。
Every century.
每一个世纪。
And every part of history.
在历史上的每一个时代。
Which is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
都是足够的，就是耶稣基督的福音。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gospel.
天父，我们感谢你的福音。
And we thank you for your word.
我们感谢你的话语。
And we pray and we hope that we can continue to trust what you have given the church for all ages.
我们祈求你是我们能够相信你所赐给教会在历代以来的。
Which is sound doctrine and faithful preaching of your word.
就是正确的教义，忠心的传讲你的话语。
Through every season, through every difficulty,
无论在每一个季节，每一个困难面前，
will we lean on you and depend on you and trust on you?
我们都依靠你去信靠你。
And that we know that Christ will take the church to the end of the ages.
我们知道基督会带领教会去到末世。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Let's respond to the message we just heard.
Let's
sing the praise, O Church, arise. Let's all rise, please.
O Church, arise and put your army on. It's a call of our captain, for now the weak can say that they are strong in the strength and thou hast given. We shall faith and bear of truth, rise and again the devil fly, an army bold who battles His love, reaching out to those in darkness. Our call to war, to love the captive soul, but to reign against the captor, and with the sword that made the world a whole, we will fight with faith. Son of God is taken inside the cross, a chosen boy in the tree, for the conqueror has arisen, and as the soul is rose away. Servant good and faithful, blessing of all still lie the way. Without our trouble all the grace, we hear they call and hunger for the day. When we cry, we stand in glory.
Let's bow
our heads and pray.
但愿那昔在、今在、以后永在的神和他宝座慈的七灵。
Grace to you and peace from him and who is and who was.
并那诚实作见证的从死里首先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督。
And who is to come from the seven spirit who are before this throne.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。
And Christ, and Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
愿神的话去充满我们。
May the word of God fulfill us.
愿神的灵去祝福、去指导我们。
May the God, Spirit fulfill us.
愿我一切颂赞荣耀都归俾耶稣基督。
May all the praise give thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我系祷告奉主名求。
We pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
各位请坐。
Please be seated.